With this star, I transfer ownership to someone else, or I create kiddushin, or I break the kiddushin, I do gerushin. Shtarayim means that the halva already took place, and I give the loive, authorizes the eidim, to write a star on behalf of the malva that he should be able to prove that he lent him the money. Or I already sold you the karka. You already made a kinyan b'kesef. You already made a kinyan b'chazaka or b'chalipin. And then the lokeach requests of the moicher should give him a shtar raya. The shtar is not changing the metzias. The karka already belongs to the lokeach. It's a shtar raya. So there are differences between shtar kinyan and shtar raya. There's a fundamental machloikis in Gittin and Kiddushin, other mesichtes and ksubis, where the eidah mesira karsi, eidah chasima karsi. By shtar raya, of course, it's eidah chasima. Shtar raya, if you don't have eidah chasima, so you don't have a shtar raya. Shtar kinyan is the machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Blaz. Rav Meir's opinion is shtar kinyan is also eidah chasima karsi. That the mechanism, or the mechanics, how does a shtar accomplish kiddushin? How does a shtar make gerushin? How does a shtar make kinyan karka? If I give you a raya, I propose to the girl agrees to marry me. So if I give her a raya that we are married, that causes that we became married. I give my wife a raya that we are divorced, that causes the gerushin to take effect. I give you a raya that the house belongs to you, used to belong to me. I give you a raya that I sold it to you already, that causes that the house belongs to me. So according to Rav Meir, there's only one kind of shtar. There's a shtar raya, and the shtar raya can accomplish a kinyan. If you give a shtar raya on kiddushin, on gerushin, on mechira, that causes the kinyan to take effect. We don't paskin like Rav Meir. The Gemara says in Gittin, Avdala, Namin Aleph, Alochik, Rav Loza, Begittin, in all shtari kinyan. Gittin, Labdavke, Gittin, Tesa, all shtari kinyan. The Aloch is like Rav Loza, that Eidah Mesira Kaisin. So it's a totally different thing. A shtar raya is Eidah Spiksav. Hagodas Eidah Spiksav, you have to have signatures on the bottom. If you have no Eidah Hasima, it's not a shtar raya. And a shtar kinyan doesn't have to have Eidah Hasima. Halacha L'maaseh, we pass like Rav Loza. And we say Eidah Mesira Kaisin. So that's a further machloikis between the Rambam and the Bali HaTosfos. What do you mean Eidah Mesira Kaisin? So the Rambam and Rashi, the Rambam and Rashi both say the Eidah Mesira necessary only by Dovish Abiyarvo. By Ishtar Mom, and the Mechaba quotes the Lashon HaRam. If I want to sell you a karka, you don't need Eidah Chasima, you don't need Eidah Mesira. Just write, Sori Kanuya Lachos, Sori Nusun Lachab Matana. I give you the Shtar Beni LeBeincho, the no Eidah Mesira, no Eidah Chasima, nothing. So according to the Rambam, what's the definition of a Shtar Kinyan? Sipa HaMaisa. I write about I want kiddushin to take effect. I want gerushin to take effect. I want mechiras hakarka matona. So sipra hamaisa biksav hanimsa lachaveiroi. You don't even have to have that. It should be edus l'kim adam. And Tosis shita Tosis there in Gittin Avdala and Aleph. Tosis raises the possibility, and the Rabban Muhammad also talks about such a possibility. Maybe edim misira karsi is not because dov should be everyone needs to edim. Maybe because shtar needs eidus l'kim adova. Why should that be so? So you got to know, you have to learn more about shtar. So here on Kuf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, the Gemara quotes a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Ein kinya lachamisa, ein get lachamisa. So what if a person writes in the shtar, he's makne mehayoyim lachamisa? What did he mean? So Rabbi Yossi, we pa halachic Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi says, Manashul Shtar Mechiyoch Halav, he writes today's date. What's the significance of what's today's date? And he writes that Kenya should take effect lachamisa. In Kenya lachamisa. So what did he write today's date? If it's not Chal today. So if he writes today's date, even though he doesn't write Mehayoyim or lachamisa, he didn't write Mehayoyim, just wrote, he wants the Kenya to take effect lachamisa, but he writes today's date. So it's in Umdir in the Bukhar, that's what he meant. He meant if it's karka, so what he meant was that the guf mehayoyim and the peris lachamisa. Even though he doesn't say that in the text of the shtar, what kind of a din is that? Ikar chosim and asefer doesn't say when the kinyan is taking effect. So the answer is, in the dorim there's a din that you have to have levati b'sosayim. The original pasuk only says in Parshas Vayikra, by Shavua, Nefesh Kishishova Levati B'Sosayim. There are some Rishonim Ha that it only applies to Shvuah, and by Neder, there is Chal Balei, but we don't accept that. We assume that both by Neder and by Shvuah, you need Levate Bisvasayim, and nonetheless, the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk that there's a Din of Yad. The Pashtus is that the Din of Yad, there's a Pilpul in Shulchan Aruch, whether this is so, the Pashtus is that the Din of Yad applies both by Neder and to Shvuah, means if a person has an incomplete Loshen, he has a sentence, but it's missing a little bit. But the two, so how much understood, how much of an umander and a muchach is it? How well do we understand what he's driving at? So the Gemara talks, Tosfos explains, Gemara talks about a yad hamachiach and a yad sheina machiach. So it means like this, is it 90% clear what he's driving at based on what he said? Is 90% clear what he's driving at? Or is it only 75% or 80% clear? So if it's a Yad HaMachiach, all the Tanaim agree there's a Pasuk, Yesh Yad L'Shvua, but we assume Yesh Yad L'Neder, Yesh Yad L'Shvua. Some Rishonim say not, only Yad L'Neder, Yodis and Dorim. Some deny that there's Yad L'Shvua, but the Pasuk is a Yad for Neder, Yad for Shvua. And if it's a Yad She'en HaMachiach, Kol Kach, it's a Yad She'en HaMachiach at all, he says a half a sentence, and you don't know what he's driving at. So that's not Levate B'Sosai. But if it's 80% clear what he's driving at, that's Yad She'en HaMachiach, Kol Kach. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. Yeah, where do you have this machlokes hatanoim? So among other places, it appears in Yitzchak Daf Pehei Amid Beis, where the Mishnah has a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and a Chachamim. When you write a get to divorce, one wants to divorce his wife. So Rabbi Yehuda says you have to write then you have ilichim and I say for truch and get reshavuk and get peturin. And the Chachamim say you don't have to. So the Gemara says not a machlokes, but you have to. You don't have to. They both agree that you do have to write, but then you have ilichim inoy, and this should be the shtar raya. If I sell you a karka, I write sari kenuri locha, sari mechur locha. I don't have to write validei shtar ze ani makn locha as hasode. But by get, there's a din. All the tanaim agree that you have to write, but then you have ilichim sefer truchen. This document should serve as a shtar kinyan whereby I transfer the ownership. Machlekes in the Mishnah Pehei on the base, Machlekes Habyuda Nachachamim is, there is a din of Yad. And the din of Yad not only applies to Shavuos and Nedarim, the original Mishnah is only by Nedarim and Shavuos, the beginning of Nedarim, the beginning of Nazir, Yesh Yad L'Nedav, Yesh Yad L'Shavuah. So the Gemara assumes the din of Yad applies to the text of the Getos, applies to any time you have a text. If you have a Shtar, and something is a little unclear. So if it's 90% clear what he's driving at, so then it's considered as if it's nichtav dami. Take, for example, the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Tosfos says, based on the Gemara, let's say someone writes a shtar this year, and he writes, Shnas Chamesh Adolof Meshva Meos Ushmoine Meshtayim. He forgot to write Libri HaSolom. And the Asi Yeksuba, they forgot to write Libri HaSolom. They still don't have the two words Libri HaSolom. They forgot, they made a mistake. So Tosfos says it's good without the two words Libri HaSolom because it's self-understood. What else is it? You have 5,782. Obviously, Libri HaSolom. So Tosfos shows from the Gemara, let's say you forgot to write Chamesh HaSolofim. You just write Shnas Tov Shin Pei Beis. Tov Shin Pei Beis was 5,000 years ago. That's not now. The answer is self-understood. Chamesh HaSolofim and Tov Shin Pei Beis. Whatever is understood is considered a Yad Kelo Nichtav Dami. So the Tanoim have a machlokes. Is that only if it's 90% clear what he's driving at? That's a Yad HaMachiach. What if it's only 80% clear what he's driving at? Yad She'en HaMachiach. Doesn't mean Ein HaMachiach at all. Ein HaMachiach Kol Kach. It's not as strong a Rav as a Yad HaMachiach. 90%, 80% Machiach. So the Gemara said, that's the Machlokes HaBiyud and the Rabbanan. Well, they have to write the Dain. They both agree you have to write the Dain. You have Ilichim Inoy. They just argue, what's the Din? Maybe even though the words are missing, it's considered as if it's nichtav dami, midin yad, but it's a yad she'ena machiach legamre, because maybe the husband intended to divorce her just by saying goodbye and good luck, nice knowing you, go marry whomever you want, and he thinks the get is only given l'raya. Mistam is 80%. The likelihood is 80% that he meant that the get should serve as the shtar kinyan. This should be the vehicle whereby he divorces her. Didn't mean it as the shtar rai. But there is maybe 15-20% chance that he meant only the get should be a shtar rai. So that's a machlokes, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, where the yad she'en HaMachiach is also acceptable. Why do all the Tanoim assume that's how the Gemara interprets the Mishnah? Why did the Gemara say, all the Tanaim agreed that every get has to say, in the Shtar Mechira, you don't have such a din. In the Shtar Halvoa, you don't have to write. And this should serve as the Shtar Halvoa. Why? So in the Sefer, there is Aliyo, Al HaTorah, they have Likutim from the Vilna Gaon. So they say that the Vilna Gaon interpreted the Pasuk as follows. The Gemara, I'll say first, perhaps I'll say Chignan from the Vilna Gaon. The Mishnah in Gittin has a machlokes hatanoim. If you write a get al ha'oichlim or al balechaim, is it acceptable? So Rabbi Yosef Aglili says it's not acceptable because that's because of a law sefer. Sefer means parchment, but with marbe from the word bekasav, it doesn't have to be parchment. Bismana said we don't use parchment. Years ago they used to write Gittin on parchment, and then the Jews couldn't afford it, so they started writing on paper. And then when they could. The Jews became wealthier again, and now they can't afford again parchment. So the Shalola Hotzilaz al Gitna Rishainim. So they decide we're not going to write any more on parchment, lest someone will think that during that period of 100 years when they wrote on paper, the Gitna were no good. So now we don't write Gitna on parchment anymore, we write on paper. So, but the word Sefer, according to Rabbi Yosef, the word Sefer means parchment. But it says Vikosav, so Vikosav is Marbe, even if it's not parchment, is also good. But it has to be Dumiyah, this Sefer. So just like Sefer, a parchment document is not Balechaim and is not Oichlim, so too, if you write the get, going to Rabbi Yosef, you write a get on Oichlim, Balechaim, it's no good. We don't pass like Rabbi Yosef, we pass even on Balechaim, and even on Oichlim, it's also good. So why don't we darshan Dumiyah this Sefer? Why doesn't it have to be Dumiyah this Sefer to be Mamait Oichlim Balechaim? So Gemara said, the word Sefer doesn't mean parchment, according to the way we ask it. The word Sefer means Hahul Sfiris Dvarim Hu Diyasa. That means that the get has to have a text. A get has to have a text. Of course it has to have a text. What, you give a blank piece of paper and say, Harei ze gitech. Of course, a chadav pashut. So what do you mean, l'sfiras dvar? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Ran is quoted in Eben Ezra. The Ran has a chiddush that on a get, Sheimus are needed men haTorah. Let's say, I borrow $1,000 for you. I write Ani Chayv Lecha $1,000, and I sign my name on the bottom. I don't say who Lecha is. I say Ani Chayv Lecha. So whoever is Moti Ksavzeh, whoever is the bearer of this note, has the right to collect. It doesn't have his name. It has my name on the bottom. I signed it, but it doesn't say who you is. So the Gemara said that's okay. But by a get, the Ran has a chiddush that Shema Saminator. With the Rabbanon, the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Gamliel made a takana that you have to spell out all the names, all the mechunas, all the demiskeries, whatever nickname it goes by. That's with the Rabbanon. You write, in one city they call him with one name, and another city goes with another name. So if he's going to divorce his wife, he's not going to write all the names, all the nicknames. So someone in another city may think that the woman is not divorced. That's not her husband's name. That's not her name. So Rabbi Gamliel made a takana, you have to write all the names. But in principle, that you have to write a name, the Ran thinks that's a din deraisa. Unlike Shtori Mami. Shtori Mami, you don't have to write the name of the person. Pay to the I.O., the bearer of this note, Motzi Ksavzeh. That's called a Mamrani in Shulchan Aruch. That's a Spanish word. Motzi Ksavzeh. I pay to the bearer of the note $1,000. So that's a special din. So the Ran says, where did he come up with this Chiddush? Where is it saying the Chumash? That you have to have Shemus Menatorah by a get, unlike Shtori Mami. So he says, that's what's meant by Sfira Zvarim. Sfira Zvarim Yisairim. It's not sufficient just to write Sipur HaMaisa. When you sell a house, so you write, I'm hereby selling you the house. That's it. But you don't have to write, and this document should, you have to write your name. I say, I'm selling you the house. Whoever will walk around with the shtar will know that the Tfisa Bala Shtar is Mashlam Nemuchach Mitoicha. So we know who it is who owns the house. And in the Shtar Mechira on Akarka, you don't have to write, and this document should serve as the vehicle whereby I transfer the ownership of the house. Not necessary to say that. And you don't have to write, and now that the house belongs to the Lokeach, he has the right to sell it and to burn it down and to do whatever you want. I don't have to write a whole Megillah. I just write, I hereby give you ownership of the house and shrein. But by a get, we need more than that. We need Sfiras Dvarim Yisairim. Not enough Sipra Maisa. I don't need a Pasik, that's what I'm saying. I don't need a Pasik to tell me that a get needs Sfiras Sipra Maisa. Every star, if you don't have Sipra Maisa, you don't have anything. So what's a blank piece of paper? The Ran explains Sfiras Dvarim, the Machlokes, Biyasa Glil, and the Rabbanon. We pass like the Rabbanon, that you don't need Dumiyah the Sefer, because the word Sefer in the first place never meant parchment. Not like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that Sefer means parchment, and Balechayim and Oichlim is not Dumya the Sefer. The word Sefer means Sfiras Dvarim. In addition to the Sipra Maisa, you need Sfiras Dvarim Sefer. So that's the Machloikas HaTanoim. In principle, you have to write with Deni Hevelichi Menoi. How do we know what's included in the Sfiras Dvarim Sefer? So that's what they quote in the Aderes Aliyah from the Vilna Gaon, that you interpret the Torah Shabbat Peh, apparently read the Pasuk like this, because of law, Sefer Krisus. So we read, because of law, Sefer Krisus, Kama, V'nasem Yod, Kama, V'shulchem, Beis, Kama, V'halacha, V'haysul, Yishacher, Kama. It keeps on going. And the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional way of reading the Pasuk, an additional level of interpretation, because of law, Sefer Krisus, colon. You have to write, Sfiras, Dvarim, Yisrael, namely, Nasan biyada, you have to write in the get, I'm giving you the get. V'shilcha mebeis, you have to write, I'm sending you away. V'halcha v'haysa l'shacher. So we have a literal translation. V'den yehevi lichi minoi, li'mahach lihisnas v'alchol g'vad, yisei tzvan. You have a right to marry whomever you want. Because that's how we, the Torah Shabbat Peh has this additional level of interpretation. On the second half of the pasuk, that you write, because of the sefer krisus colon, and the following are the extra spheres, the varm yiseirim. You have to write b'deni havilichi minoi and the name of the wife and so on. You have to write all the shemus. So that's the machloikas Rabbi Yehuda Nachachamim. Whether you have to write b'deni, the Gemara understands. They both agree you have to write b'deni. They argue it's a yad she'ena machiach kol kach. It's only 80% or so muchach that's what he's driving at. It's not 90%. So that's the machloikas in kol haTorah kula. Whenever you have a din of yadis. Whether it doesn't have to be dafke, an incomplete lashon, is it only considered as if he said the whole lashon? If it's a yad hamachiach 90%, or even if it's 80% machiach, it's also good. So the Gemara Nedarim at the top of Vav Amud Beis has a suffix, but the Yesh Yad LeKiddushin. So Tosus, what's the shaila where the little Tosus there on the side of the page? So Tosfos says, what's the shaila of a yesh yad l'kiddushin? The Gemara says, yesh yad l'gittin. The Tanoim, they both agree, yesh yad l'gittin. And Peheim and Beis and Gittin, they only argue, yad she'ena mechiach, but yad mechiach, they all agree. So why is there a shaila of a yesh yad l'kiddushin? So Tosfos works on that. So the pashtus is, if you're talking about the text of the get, everybody agrees yesh yad. The machloik is only, the suffix in the Gemara is, when he says, he didn't say harayat mukudeshesli. Since Rab Chaim has in his Sefer that the get needs a higher level of das, this is not in the Sefer, this is about Peh, a get needs a higher level of das than Kiddushin. Kiddushin needs a higher level of das than Mekach HaMemcha. Mekach HaMemcha needs a higher level of das than a Dor Meshavuos. So maybe by the Dor Meshavuos you need Levati B'Sosayim, but you don't need that you should spell out every single word in the sentence. If you're missing a couple of words here and there, but it's obvious what he's driving and that's good enough. That's called Nefesh Kishishava Levat B'Sosayim, because you don't need such a high level of das. But by Gitna Kiddushin, if you're talking about the text of the get, all the Tanaim agree that Yad would be good for the text of the get. The din of Yad is learned out from the Dor Meshavuos, the Kol haTorah Kula. But since Gitna Kiddushin need a higher level of das, when you say Harei Mekudeshes, Harei Megureshes Mimeni, so maybe the deeper over there has to be more explicit, that it should constitute a higher level of das. So that's the Gemara Sofik. But if you have a Shtar Kiddushin or a Shtar Haget, all the Tanaim, everyone would agree that Yesh Yad for the text. Yesh Yad to express the Das Kiddushin, that's the Gemara Sofik. Since you need a higher level of das, so maybe that's not sufficient. So the Pashtus, so the Gemara has over here a suffix. We Paschal, like Rabbi Yossi, that even by a shtar, Kinyan, also we say, Zman HaShasham HaChirchol, because it's in Umdiv Nemuchach, that's what he's driving at. He wrote, you should be koine all of my property, Lachamisa, but he wrote today's date. So isn't it a contradiction? The answer is no. That's what he meant. He meant, Guf Mehayom Beperis Lachamisa. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. So the Gemara has a suffix. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would not disagree in case they made a kinyan already on the karka. He already was makna the karka, and then he writes a shtaraya. That's how the Rashbam explains. It's a shtaraya. In a shtar kinyan, you need sipur hamaisa. And an integral part of the sipur hamaisa is when is it going to be chal? Take, for example, the Gemara in Gittin, Dab Chafem and Beis, is the middle of a whole discussion, Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, Machlokes HaTanoim. So where's the original machlekes, the famous machlekes? A person, a kind of yayin, he buys yayin from the kusim. Before they made the gzera that the kusim have a din kakam uchol dereyim, so it was mutter to buy yayin from the kusim, but the kusim didn't observe Torah Shabbat Peh. So the Chumash only says, aser tasas kotva zarecha, if it's zarecha, if it grew in your field, if it grew in someone else's farm, and you bought the tevel from them, so the Gemara says, lokuach is only chayv in trumas amaisas midirabon. There are different opinions in the Rishonim. In which case does that apply? Which cases, maybe some cases of lokuach chayv min haTorah. But the kusim only understood min haTorah, that's all, you're only mechuyev if it grew on your farm. Grew on someone else's farm, you're not mechuyev to be mafrish trumas amaisas. So the kusim, they knew that the rabbis didn't agree with them. The rabbis insisted, you have to be mafish shumas and maisis and lokuach also. Maybe minatar, maybe midrabanan, different opinions in the Rishonim. But the Gemara Matzia says lokuach is pot minatar, at least some cases of lokuach are pot minatar. So the kusim didn't believe in lifnei either. They held it's mutter. They held that, they held shalacherim is not mechuyim. So they were chashudim to sell tevel to the religious Jews, the religious Jews who did follow Torah Shabbat Peh, because they didn't believe in lifnei either. So they were chashudim to sell tevel. So if I buy yayin halakeach yayin ben akusim erev Shabbos right before after run to shul to daven mincha, I have no time to pour out the tumah gedola, the ma'aser rishon, the ma'aser sheni. But I want to drink the wine on Shabbos for the suda shab. Want to make kiddush? Want to drink the wine? So I say quickly as I'm running to shul. I say shnei lugim shanei osir lahafresh arehin truma and asar lugim ma'aser rishon tisha ma'aser sheni. I say on Mitzvah Shabbos after Havdalah, I'll pour droplets of wine into a container. That's going to be Chumah, that's going to be Ma'aser Rishon, that's going to be Ma'aser Sheni. I don't know which droplets of wine they're going to be. So I say already now, you're not allowed to be Mafrish Chumah and Ma'aser on Shabbos. He's Mafrish Bal Peh on Erev Shabbos. So he said, the droplets of wine that'll turn out after Shabbos is over, I'll pour it into three different containers, Chumah Gedolah, Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni. So whatever will turn out to be Chumah Gedolah should already be now Chumah Gedolah. Whatever is going to turn out to be my solution should not be my solution. I don't know what it's going to be. So that's a makhlekes hatanaim. Can you have a chalois? Chal now. You can't drink the wine unless the chumas and maises were chal. Can you have a chalois now? And a dovishena mevura. If I say shnei lug nashani yasei lahavish arehin truma likisha afrish, then there's no makhlekes. That's a gemara and meruba. That everyone agrees. That's not a problem. I brer it. But if I say shnei lug nashani yasei lahavish amatzoi Shabbos, should be truma now, that's the machlokes where they say, yesh brei, rein brei. Can yabba chalois, anodob shein emivur. So the Gemara has an example in the third perek in Gittin. A man is married to two wives. They have exactly the same name. Both wives, one is older, one is younger. They're both Esther Bas Eliyahu. So he can't afford two wives. He's going to have to get rid of one of them. He didn't decide yet which one he's going to get rid of, the older one or the younger. Tells the Sefer, ksov get lishti leishu seretza agar shenu. Write a get for my wife. I didn't decide yet which one. So he's going to decide in the next month. He's going to decide. He's going to give one of them a get. But right now, the sefer has to write Lishma now. So can you say it? The get is Chal Lishma now. If it's Eina Mavura now, he's going to be Mavara in a month. Which one is going to, he's going to make a whole calculation to figure out which way does it pay? If you should divorce the younger one or divorce the older one. So that's if you hold Ein Breira, so that's not good. There's one say, even if you hold Yesh Breira, it's a lack of Lishma. But at least if you hold Ein Breira, for sure, that's not good. Why is it no good? Because the Chalois is Ein Mevura. What's the nature of the get? Is it for the older one or for the younger one? What if I only have one wife? And I say, I want the get, I need a wife to take care of me. I don't have any children and my wife, I have a brother. And the wife is going to need chalitza. I'm holding by the end. I'm going to die. My wife is going to need chalitza. So I love her. I don't want her to go through the hardship of having chalitza. My brother's a meshugana. He's going to give her a hard time. So I say, I want to divorce her. But I divorce her, so there'll be an isa yichud. So I say, I divorce you lachamisa. And get lachamisa. That's no good. So he says, I raise a gitach, get shibichal the day before I die. The day before there'll be an isa yichud for a day. He said, get shibichal an hour before I die. So now, before he dies, Mistama, there'll be other people. Well, there, but don't be an Issa Yichud. So is that valid or not? So the Gemara says on Chofeim and Beis, that has to do with Breira. What does it have to do with Breira? What does it have to do with Breira? Let's say you give a get, and you say the get should be Chal now, if it snows tomorrow. If it doesn't snow now. So the snow tomorrow will determine retroactively whether the get was Chal today or not. So why not say over here also, the get is Chal, I only have one wife. I'm the husband, she's the wife. It's clear what the lishma is. It's just not clear when the get is being chal. And nonetheless, the Gemara considers that an issue of brera. Why? When the chalois is taking effect is considered crucial to the nature of the chalois. Just like if I have a get, I'm not sure whether it's for the older wife or the younger wife, they both have the same name, or mafish, chumas and maisis, you have to know. You can't just say shnei lugin, two lugin should be chuma. You have to say, you have to be kovea makin, which two lugin should be chuma. So he says, the two lugim of wine that I'll pour out on Matzoi Shabbos should already be chuma now, but now it's eina mevura. So just like when the nature of the chalois is eina mevura, you don't know for whom is it lishma, or you don't know on which chepse it's chal, on which one is it being chal, it's eina mevura. So you can't have a chalois on a dovish eina mevura. So too, if you don't know when the zman of the chalois is, he says, I want the get to take effect an hour before I die. You'll only know after he dies that an hour ago the get was chal. You won't know b'shas maisa. You don't know when it's going to be an hour before he dies. So it's a day before I die. You don't know when is he going to die. When is a day before he's going to die? So if you don't know, the Gemara considers that a problem of brera. And the Gemara says, that depends. Mahi bo'isa mayomim, Tosa explains there. That depends on the shayla of brera. So the Pashtus and the Gemara, I think, on Kuf Lamed Vav is like this. The Machlokes, Reb Yuda and Reb Yossi, where they say, it's manash ashtam achir chalov, Reb Yossi said that it's an umdana. It's like a yad. He didn't say Guf Mayom Per Lachamisa. He wrote today's date, and he says the Kinyan should take effect Lachamisa. But we put two and two together. He said he wrote today's date, and he wrote Lachamisa. That's what he meant. He meant Guf Mayom Per Lachamisa. It's Umdere, even though it's unclear. But that's a Yad. So Rabbi Yossi holds that it's a Yad. So it's good even by a Shtar Kinyan. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He has no, but you have to say clearly. And a shtar kinyan, in a get, you need spheres, dvarim, yiserim, you need even extra. And a shtar, other shtar kinyan, you don't need spheres, dvarim, yiserim, but you do need the basic sipra maisa. So the sipra maisa is not enough if it just says, which field I'm selling you. You have to be mevara when the kinyan is taking effect. So you're telling me, it's obvious what he's driving at. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, even if it's obvious, but you need a sipra maisa, it has to be clear. So an umdin in the muchach is not enough. But if you're talking about a shtaraya, whenever you have an umdin in the muchach, that was the Gemara's shaila. Would Rabbi Yehuda disagree even if it's a shtaraya? Gemara says, no. If it's not a shtar kinyan, so there's no halacha that you need sipra maisa. You just have to have a raya biksa. A raya it is. It's an umdin in the muchach it is. Moshe l'mal davar daima, in the Dorim and the Shavuos, there's a machlokes hataran, whether he mechlal hen ato shemei alav. Mechlal hav ato shemei hen. So there's a machlokes hatanoim there. A person takes a neder, or a shvuah has to have levati b'sosayim. So he says the negative. He says, I will not take a neder. How is he going to say? I will not, what's a good example? I don't know. He's supposed to take a neder, not to eat potato chips. So he says, instead of saying, I take a neder, all potato chips should be osa b'achila, so he says, I'm not taking a neder to eat potato chips. He says in such a way, mechlal hen ato shemei alav. He says the opposite from what he really means. Not the opposite, he says the inference. So that's a machlokes hatanoim, where they say, mechlal hen ato shemei alav, that's called diba mefurish. Is it considered levati b'sosayim? No, it's an inference. The Gemara says, all the tanoim agree, mechlal hen ato shemei alav. If you're talking about mashmas, everyone agrees like that. The machlokes is, and there's such a Magen Mishnah and the Rambam, that in Shtori Momen, Shtar Raya, everyone agrees, Mechlal Hen Ato Shmei Alav. But the machlokes is it called Diba Mefurish? Is it enough to be considered a Neder Rishwa? Neder Rishwa need Bitus Vasai. So that's what the Gemara distinguishes here within Rabbi Yehuda. That if you're talking, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Yossi by a Shtar Kinyan, because he needs Sipra Maisa, and has to say clearly when this man is. Even though you can figure out Ben Ashitin in between the lines, it has today's date, and it says Lachamisa, he put two and together, that's what he meant. He meant Guf Mayom Per Lachamisa, but he didn't say that. So Rabbi Yehuda holds by Shtar Kinyan is no good, because Shtar Kinyan have to say the Sipra Maisa. But if you're talking about a Shtar Raya, a Raya it is, because Mechlal Hanat Tashmei Lav, it is a good inference. Zmanash Shtam Rechia Cholav, it is a good inference. There is a machlokes Tosis in Gittin of Gimel and Beis has the two pshatim are Rashi, but Tosis talks about it by Riches, where the shtar halvoya to enable the malva to collect from the lekuchas. The Mishnah at the end of Bar Basa draws two distinctions between a milva balpeh and milva b'shtar. One difference is if it's a milva b'shtar, the loyve is not named to say paraiti because shtar chaviyadim my boy. The other difference is if it's a milva b'shtar, the malva has the ability to collect from the lekuchas. But if it's a milva balpeh, you can only collect minei, you can't collect from the lekuchas. So Tosfos and Rashi first, and Tosfos elaborates on it. Tosfos explains that there's a major question that's unclear. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out it hinges on two girsas in Baba Basra. What's one letter? Mishas ksiba hu de mishtabed lai or mishas ksuba? Is it a vav or a yud? In a manuscript, it's hard to tell the difference in a vav and a yud. So Tosfos explains in Gittin, Gimel and Beis, there are two girsas in Baba Basra, mishas ksuba, mishas ksiba. The two girsas are, what's the nature of a shtar halvoa that enables the malva to collect from the lekuchas? Is it that Shiba Nechosim is a form of kinyan? It's the kinyan lachatzoyin. So the shtar halvoya is a shtar kinyan to be kind of Shiba Nechosim. Just like karkas niknas bishtar, so Shibat karkois is niknas bishtar. Shibat karkois is also a kinyan lachatzoyin. That's what the Gemara seems to say. The Gemara says there's no Shiba Nechosim on metalfalim unless you're mishabit metalfalim agav karka. Agav is a kinyan. You can be makta metalfalim agav karka. What has it got to do with Shibudim? The answer is, the Rishonim say, and the Sivas quotes it, that the Shiba Nechosim means a kinyan lachasoin. So just like you can be makna metalfalim agav karka, you can be mishabit metalfalim agav karka. So should we assume that a shtar halvoya, where I say that the Shiba Nechosim serve as a shtar kinyan to be kind of Shiba Nechosim? Or should I say no? Basically, the halvoya should have made the Shiba Nechosim. But it's leis lekola. If it's milva pez leis lekola, it's going to be pseida de lekuchas. So the Chacham said the only time you'll be a kola, the only time that the lekuchas will know about it, and you won't ruin the whole world of real estate business, is if there's a milva b'shtar. But the milva b'shtar is enough if it's a shtar raya. It doesn't have to be a shtar kinyan. Theoretically, the matamois, the halvor, should have created the shibin nechosim. But because leis lekola you don't. But if you have a shtar raya, that's enough to be able to collect from shibin nechosim. So the printers now print Nari Bihura Chela Gimel. The two halokim to the Nari Bihura, Aleph and Beis. They were kama and they were kinyana. So they want to make more money, so they sell Chela Gimel. Chela Gimel was written by the son of the Nari Bihura. It's a different name. What is it? Huh? No. Shiva Sion. So the printers call it Nari Bihura Chela Gimel, that more people will buy. So the Shiva Sion has a tshuva. Remember, Rabban Soloveitchik said this. He didn't say from the Shiva Sion, he said on his own. So the Shiva Sion thinks that this is totally zeh b'zeh. The machlokes harishonim, how do we paskin? The old Shibura deraisa, Shibura lav deraisa. If you hold Shibura deraisa, so mikar adin is even a Shiba nechosim in a milval peh. So the halvor creates the Shiba nechosim. So it's only midirabon alais lekolo, so they cancel the Shiba nechosim. But if you have is lekolo, so then the halvor creates the shim nechasim. You don't need the shtar to serve as a shtar kinyan. But if you hold fakirat, the menatera shibura lav derais, menatera is no shim nechasim at all, and it's only mid the rabbanon they introduce shim nechasim by milvah b'shtar, then you have to say that the shtar is a shtar kinyan. That's how Rabban Soloveitchik liked to say. He liked charifas. That member of Soloveitchik, when he spoke about this, he thought that it shouldn't be toli zebizah. He said, I bet you, I can. If he'll look, he'll probably find Rishonim a whole stira. The whole Shibura, the rice, and the whole shtar halvo is a shtar raya. The whole Shibura, the rice, and the whole that the shtar halvo is a shtar kinyan. Or he'll find Rishonim, he thought that it does. Midirabana, they changed it. So not necessarily totally zebizet. But Shiva Sion points out that these two opinions that appear in the Tosfos on Gimel and Beis and Gittin appear again in the Tosfos Chof and Beis and Gittin, Dibra Maschel v'Koysev. Tosfos discusses that shot. So there is a Gemara in Bob Metzia, and the first parak in Bob Metzia, where is it? We got it ready. Yudala Naman Aleph, where the Gemara says, if you have a shtar halvoya, then the malva can collect from the lekuchas, even if it If it says beferish, there's only shibir aguf, there's no shibir nechasim, then you can't collect from the lekuch. What if it doesn't say one way or the other? It just says Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, period, and it doesn't say and all the karkos are meshubin. Kol nechasim meshubadim l'chayv zeh. When we all get married, so it says in the ksuba, when meshabed nechasim this lanachayis, the leis lanachayis, bechayaya basa meisi. When meshabed all the nechasim, it says beferish. What if you have a shtar halva? It doesn't say one way or the other. It just says he owes him money. It doesn't say whether she's in a chasm. If it says beferish no she's in a chasm, nish is nish. It doesn't say. So the Gemara says achrayis to sefer. The fact that the sefer forgot to write, failed to write she's in a chasm, that's a scribal error. He made a mistake. And even though it doesn't say a word about she's in a chasm, it's still a she's in a chasm. So that's a question. Can you say if you hold like that opinion in Tosfos? That a shtar halva is a shtar kinyan, and the whole kinyan doesn't say a word. It's just itself understood. The guy's not going to lend a fortune of money to someone else if he can't collect from the lekucha. So it's an umdina that he certainly had in mind that there should be shibin lechosin, and it's a scribal error. The sefer forgot to write shibin lechosin. A scribal error, but it's like giving a blank piece of paper to the wife and say, Hareze gitach, it doesn't say a word. You have to have the sipra ma'isa if it doesn't say kol nechasim shabadim. So l'chare, that's room to argue. If you hold that the shtar halva is a shtar kinyan, so it should have to have the basics, the sipra ma'isa. It should have to say kol nechasim shabadim l'chob zeh. How can it serve as a shtar kinyan if it doesn't say a word about the kinyan? It's just self-understood. V'chule, v'chule. A man's going to write... Ben's going to write a get, he'll write the date, and I'll write chule v'chule. He won't say a word about harei megureshes mimeni. So that's no good. You have to have the sipra. So that's a question. Wouldn't it appear from that Gemara, from the Gemara in Bav Metzia, that achrayis to sefer, that the shtar halva is the shtar raya? So whatever is self-understood, so you have a raya. But in the shtar kinyan l'chor, you have to have more explicit. There is a Rashbam that we had before. The Gemara talks about where the Yeshla B'chor Kodim Chalukah with the Rashbam Kuf Chavav and Aleph. So the Rashbam writes a wild idea. The Pashtus is we don't accept the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that the other brothers who don't get a Chelek B'chora, for sure Eilo Kodim Chalukah. Why for sure Eilo Kodim Chalukah? The father died and there are 10 sons. So none of the sons can sell any of the property that they yashim from their father until they make the chalukka. Why? Sounds from the Rashbam, because ain't brayer, because not mavura. He's selling a karka that's ain't a mavura. So you can't sell a karka that's ain't a mavura. Taisus on Dalit on the basin, Bava Basra, quotes from the Goenim, that you make a shtar hashoe, so you makna the chayv agav karka. So what if the person who's makna the chayv doesn't have any karka? So the Goyinim said, everybody has karka, dalan amas, and Eretz Yisrael. So some of the Rishonim attacked the Goyinim. Was it help you have karka and Eretz? You don't know what shevet you belong to. You don't know where in the world the karka is. It's saying in Mavura where it is. True, you have dalan amas, but you don't know where it is, so you can't be makna that. Is that true? You can't be makna karka that's saying in Mavura. There's Gemara Menachas, Kuf Ches on the base, where the Gemara has a brisa. Bais bein botayani moichaloch. I own 100 houses. I own 100 farms. And I say, I'm selling you one of my 100 farms. I'm selling one of the 100 houses. So the Gemara quotes a brisa that it's good. So the Rishonim asked the question already. The Tshuva said, Rab Shimon Shkop was a Magid Shia for 50 years. The Talmidim put out a Sefer HaYovel on the Jubilee of the 50th anniversary. Our Talmidim were old enough to be the grandfathers of the younger ones. So they all participated. They all wrote. The younger Talmidim and those who are old enough to be their grandparents, they all wrote. They didn't write Divrei Torah. They wrote about the yeshiva and about Reb Shimon Shir and about the Balabatim and he was in different cities at different times, 50 years. Yeshiva moved. So, but then they printed a big kuntres where Reb Shimon Shkop starts with this, the kuntres, Mareches HaKinyonim. It talks about Achrecha, the sugyas that are coming up now in Bava Basra. How does that work? I give you a bailus, and after you die, you go to someone else, and after he does, go to someone else. How does that work? And he talks about this gemara. He starts over this gemara in the end of Menachos, Kuf Chesam and Beis, towards the very end of Menachos. How can you sell bais bein batin? Ani moichalach. It's a dovishen emavura. So the pashtus is that's not a kasha. You can sell a dovishen emavura. Let's say we went into business together. I have all the money and you're doing all the work. So let's say we made up. I put in so much money. I'm not doing any work. You're doing all the work. So I own, let's say, 75% of the business, and you own 25% of the business. So I don't know, what do you mean, which 75% of the business? I put in 75% of the money, you only put in 25%. You can't be, it's ain't a mavur, which 25% belongs to me, which 75% belongs to me. So that's not a problem to give over, to sell your chelik in the business. It doesn't have to be a dova mavur. So that's basically what the Chuvas HaRashba says. If I say, Bayis Bein Botei Ani Mechalach, I have 100 houses, and I give you ownership in all 100 with respect to, that one of the houses should belong to you. It's a Dove Mavura, 100 houses. The with respect to is Ein Mavura. So just like, I cannot be Makne Peres Dekel, that didn't grow yet. The Gemara says in the end of Bob Metzia in Zeo Neshech, I can't be Makne Peres Dekel, they're going to grow in Shnas Topshin Pei Gimel. It didn't grow yet. But I can be makna dekel lipei roisov. The dekel does exist now. I can be makna the dekel with respect to the schus of Arai Ashbach that's going to happen in Topshin Pei Gimel. The dekel is boloilam. The respect to is like boloilam. So here also, that's what the Nesivis explains over there. I'm makna all 100 houses to you with respect, and that's mavura, all 100 houses that belong to me, with respect to that one of them should belong to you. And when we're shutfim in a business, I own 75%, you own 25%, let's say. So I can't be makna my 75% to someone else. Ain't a mavura. No. I own the whole business with respect to the 75% of the profit should go to me. That's not a problem. So this Rashbam, Akuf Chavov, and Menon, is very difficult. He says the Achim, Taisa disagrees with the Rashbam, says that all the Achim pshutim, Koidim Chaluka, cannot sell their ownership to someone because Elo Koidim Chaluka. Why? It's a dovish ain't a mavura. It's very, very difficult. Pashtus is that we don't accept that. There is such a din in Erevin. The Rambam quotes the Gemara in Hilchas Erevin. If I'm at a distance and I want to be kind of shvisa in order to go chutz l'tchum, so normally you're supposed to leave food there, or normally you're supposed to be ma'arib beraglav. I walk to the location, I say I want to be kind of shvisa here. But then the Gemara had the Mishnah has a kula. He's running late Erev Shabbos, and he says, I know there's a tree that's almost a pi mama away. I want to be kind of shvisa under that tree. And then he has, even though he's not there and he didn't leave any food there, but there were mekel b'shas hatchak, he can be kind of shvisa just by making such an oral declaration. But that's only if under the tree there's dalaramas. What if there's way more than dalaramas? So which dalaramas is he kind of shvisa on? So the Gemara says, it has to be mavura, which dalaramas? If he's not designating which dalaramis, then it's ain't brera. So the whole kind of shvisa, the whole kind of shvisa doesn't work over there. Yeah, that's the din to be kind of shvisa, has to be mavura. But to have an ownership, a shutfus, and a business for that the pashtus is that there should be no problem. The next gemara is going to talk about kinyan peres kinyan aguftami. There's the top teisvus on the base on kuflam and vavam base has a strong kasha. And it's very unclear what they're driving at. So there's a beautiful Or Samech on this in Hilchus Retzeach. You'll see why it's in Hilchus Retzeach. If you learn the Gemara earlier about Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf, around Daf Nun, the Gemara talks about who has the din of Yom HaYamayim, the one who has the Kinyan Peres, the one who has the Kinyan Aguf. That's a Daf Nun on the base, on the top. So on the Ramam there in Hilchus Retzeach, Perek base, Retzeach Halocha Tezvov, Yosemech has a beautiful pshat in Tosfos that's very important. Okay?